I know that Brother Hans Walfogel used to teach the ministers in our fellowship to make much of the cross and of the blood of Jesus.
吴老牧师曾经在教导他们要学习神的十字架跟神的宝血。
He never let himself forget where it all began.
他要让他们学生知道是这个所有这个是从何处开始的。
The great price that Jesus paid on the cross for our sin.
就是耶稣的这个极大的代价为着我们的罪。
Save us by his grace.
而就是我们是蒙主的恩典的。
I can remember Brother Edwin, my uncle, mentioning to us many times in every meeting he would teach us, the young ministers, in every meeting, sing something, say something, but make mention of the cross and of the blood of Jesus.
我记得我叔叔就是Brother Edwin吴牧师他就说教导他们这些年轻的传道人说在每个聚会当中都讲到十字架跟神的宝耶稣的宝血。
Now that didn't start with Brother Hans or Brother Edwin, that started with the Apostle Paul.
这其实不是从吴牧师或吴老牧师开始，其实是保罗开始的。
The Apostle Paul said, we preach Christ and him crucified.
保罗说，我传这个钉十字架的耶稣。
God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ.
神不让我就是不忘记这位耶稣基督。
Now, I can't remember everything that was done in every meeting that we've been in since I've been here.
我记得我来到这里的以后每一个聚会当中。
But I think that I'm correct in saying that every one of our gatherings, our attention has been brought to Jesus.
我可以这样子的说，每一个聚会我们的中心就已经是耶稣。
To the great love that he has for us.
讲到耶稣他极大的爱。
For his great mercy towards us.
他极大的怜悯。
You know, when we talk about Jesus and we think about the cross and his precious blood, it elicits a response in our own hearts.
我们谈到耶稣跟他的宝血跟他的十字架，这个就激励我们的心。
We love him because he first loved us.
我们爱他是因为他先爱我们。
These things that we've been talking about regarding the life of Gideon, the principles of saying yes to the Lord from our impoverishment, he taking us out of it, him wanting to deliver us and use us for his glory, that's an ongoing process all the time.
我们这几天谈到基甸，神要怎样的带领我们出来得胜，然后要制作我们，这个都是一个非常长的过程。
We don't say yes to him once.
我们不是只说好一次。
We don't pour out our lives in adoration or thanksgiving to him once.
我们不是只有一次跟他说很爱他一次而已。
We don't keep the yard clean of the idols and cut down those things once.
我们不是只有一次去除偶像。
But these are things that are ongoing.
这个是一直的过程。
In 1 John, where John writes, and he said, the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin.
约翰一书跟我们说到耶稣的血，宝血可以洗净一切的罪。
In the Greek, that is in the present continuous tense. The blood of Jesus is cleansing us from all of our sin.
在希腊文，这是一个进行式的。 耶稣就是耶稣的血一直在洗净我们的罪。
I'm sure you've sung the song, The Cleansing Stream, I see, I plunge, and oh, it cleanses me.
我们唱那首诗歌，这个神的宝血有功效，我们投入神耶稣的宝血。
In Revelation 22, the Holy Spirit writing to the church there says, Blessed are those who are washing their robes.
启示录说到，那些把自己的衣服洁净洁白的是有福的。And
so we're thankful for the way the Lord begins to prepare that vessel.
所以我们感谢神，他开始在预备这个器皿。But
we need to keep that as an ongoing. We don't graduate from one step to the next, but we continually base everything on the cross.
我们不是一节一节的一直说最越来越好，而是一直的在。 站在这个十字架的上面。
And we grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
然后在恩典 上面、得长进，就是在耶稣的血上宝血恩典上面得长进。
We're reading in the sixth chapter of Judges.
我们读到第六章士师记的第六章。
I realize that tonight I hope that we finish chapter 6.
我希望今天晚上可以结束第六章。
That means there's chapter 7 and chapter 8 yet in the life of Gideon.
这意思就是说还有第七章还有第八章。
Which means we're not going to finish.
意思就是说可能讲不完了。
We have to stay another week.
可能要再留一个礼拜。
But I thought today, should I try to finish no matter what and just skim over it? And I thought, no, we're going to take our time.
我刚刚在想说我是不是应该再跳过去讲呢？但是呢，我还想说 no, 应该慢慢讲。
I trust that the Lord has spoken and is speaking to our hearts.
我相信我们的主已经开始讲话在我们的心中了。
Remember our first time together, I had mentioned, I'm not interested in telling the story about Gideon.
记不记得第一次我在这里的时候说到他没有兴趣讲所有基甸的故事。
I'm interested in using the story of Gideon to show us what God wants to do in our lives.
我只是想要就是借着这个故事让我们看到神要怎样来利用我们。
How he wants to get a hold of us and how he wants us to give our all to him and then how he wants to use us for his glory.
我要你们看到我们把自己献上，他就把我们用为着他自己的荣耀来使用我们。
This morning we finished off when Gideon, the Spirit of the Lord came upon him and he blew the trumpet and all the tribes, the people started to congregate and gather together from all the different tribes.
早上我们看到他开始吹角，然后所有的以色列百姓都来跟着他。
And we had mentioned how important it is that we are unified as one.
我讲到何等的重要，我们要一起的合一。
I'd like to pick up on that thought and continue with what we read at the end of chapter 6, which is the unity and the oneness has something to do with God being able to pour out his spirit and fill us with his spirit.
我要讲到神他把我们合一跟让我们团结，就是要把他的灵浇灌在我们的当中。
We'll find that in this story in a moment, but if you just think throughout the Bible, that's the case. That's what we read.
我要从这个故事讲，可是从所有的圣经看也是这样子。
There's a link between God's people dwelling together in unity and the place where God then commands his blessing to flow.
神好像做事就是要他的百姓聚集在一起，然后这个地方他那个祝福就降下来。
I believe that without the baptism of the Holy Spirit, we're really not useful to the Master as he would like us to be.
我在想，没有圣灵的浇灌，我们不可以完全的被主来利用，主来使用。
And the reason why sometimes we don't get to that place in our lives is because of the disharmony and lack of unity in the body of Christ.
而我们没有达到那样子的神的要求，是因为我们互相争执，然后没有团结。
In the interest of time, you don't have to turn to all these references, but in Psalm 133, it says how blessed and how pleasant it is for the brethren to dwell together in unity.
诗篇133篇说到，弟兄同居和睦是何等的美。
It goes on in that psalm to say that's where God commands his blessing.
他继续说到，那样子就是神祝福的方式。
Where the God's people can gather together in unity and in harmony and in loving one another, God then has an atmosphere whereby he's able to pour out his spirit and command his blessing.
当神的子民可以这样子的一起合一，一起的在一起，神就是这样子要来祝福他们。
Psalm 133 goes on to say that that blessing that God pours out where people dwell together in unity is like the ointment that flowed down Aaron's beard even to his skirts.
那个诗篇133篇继续说到，当弟兄和睦的时候，好像那个膏油从高亚伦从他的头到他的胡子。
Now that anointing that the high priest went under when he was anointed flowed right then. It wasn't a little bit. It wasn't a little drop.
这是讲到那个祭司被膏的时候，不是一点点的被膏，是一大堆的油这样膏下来。
But the prophet or whoever was anointing took a big flask of oil.
这个一个先知会拿一整瓶的香膏。
And as that psalm says, it was poured out upon his head, but it didn't stay on his head. There was too much for the head. It flowed down his beard, but there was too much of it to be on his beard, so it kept on going. And it wound up all the way down to the bottom of his garment.
这个油呢，是从他的头上浇下去，可是没有只有流在头上，是一直流往他的胡子，然后一直流到他的袍子的最下面。
Now that's what God wants to do for you.
这个就是神要向你们所做的。
He wants to pour out His Spirit upon us in a copious supply, not just a little bit, but He wants the fullness of His Spirit.
神他就是要这样子，他不是只有一点点的油，而是很多很丰富的油。
That's why we call it the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Baptism means immerse.
所以为什么叫做圣灵的浸？因为就是浸下去。
God would like to immerse us in His Spirit.
神要他就是要这样子把我们浸在他自己的灵。
Where every thought comes under the control of the Holy Spirit.
所有的意念都被圣灵管理。
The words that we speak are spoken under the anointing of God's Spirit.
我们说的每一句话都是借着他的膏油来说的。
Our hands, our feet, our lives are lived to the glory of God under the control of God's Spirit.
我们的手、我们的脚都是因着神的灵来管理，这样子来行事。
That was in large measure, I believe, what made Sister Pearl's ministry so effective.
所以我相信是因为这样子，荣教士的服事是这么的有效。
She lived under the control of God's Spirit.
因为她就是住在神膏油的。
She walked in the Spirit.
她走在这个膏油当中。
She was continually filled with the Holy Spirit.
她一直的被这个圣灵的膏抹。
You could almost sense it looking at her countenance that God is in her and with her.
你可以从她的外貌就可以看得到神与她同在。
That's why the legacy that she now has left is still being spoken about to this day.
所以为什么荣教士我们到今天还一直在讲她。
It wasn't because she was born in Canada.
不是因为他活生在加拿大，他是加拿大人。
It was because she gave her life to Jesus Christ and she was saved from her sin and she gave her all to Jesus and she opened up her heart and allowed him to fill her and continually fill her with his spirit.
而是因为荣教士把他自己献给神，然后神就这样子的来充满他，那一直充满着神的同在。
That's what I want.
这是我自己要的。
That's what we all desire.
那是我们每一个需要的。
To live under the control of the anointing of the Spirit of God.
是活在神管理这个圣灵管理的当中。
We have the oil is a picture or a type of the Holy Spirit. We also have the type of the Holy Spirit of wind that blows.
油是代表圣灵，可是有另外一个代表圣灵，就是这个风。
And there Ezekiel, when he was in the Valley of the Dry Bones, remember that story, Ezekiel 37?
以西结37章那个在干骨头的骨中，记得这故事吗？
The Lord brought Ezekiel out to the Valley of Very Dry Bones, and then the Lord said, Ezekiel, can these bones live?
神把给以西结看到在这骨中有一大堆的骨头，然后问他说，你想这个可以活起来吗？
Ezekiel, I guess he was a prophet, but he should have been a politician because he knew how to answer correctly and evade the issue.
以西结应该成为一个很好的政治人物，因为他知道怎样用那个回答方法，然后逃避。
Can these bones live again? Ezekiel said, Lord, you know.
然后神问他说可不可以活呢，他直接回神说只有你知道，神只有你知道。
You know, if we were honest and maybe if Ezekiel was honest, he'd look at all those dry bones lying all over the place and of course they're never going to live again.
如果以西结很诚实，他看着这些骨头，他一定知道说不可能再活起来这些骨头。
But Ezekiel knew that he was dealing with God.
可是以西结知道他是向这位神在
God who created everything, who spoke the worlds into existence, he can probably do that if he wants to.
这位神创造全世界，那他可能可以把这些骨头都叫起来。
So the Lord said, Ezekiel, preach to the bones.
所以神叫以西结说，对这些骨头来讲道。
I don't know if the preachers here have felt like that when they look at the congregation, feel like you're preaching to a bunch of dry bones.
不知道那个在座的传道人有没有觉得他们常常在对一群骨头宣教讲道。
Not here, but other places.
不是在这里，在别的地方。
And Ezekiel, are your bones? Good morning, bones. Nice to see you.
所以以西结就说，骨头大家早，很高兴看到你们。
Well, you old dry bones, hear the word of the Lord.
你们都是一群干骨头，那你们来听神的话。
And imagine Ezekiel is preaching to the bones. There's the patella, and there's the jawbone, and there are the ribs, and over here is the kneecap. All different bones laying all over the place.
那他就开始讲到，想看到这边有一个肋骨，那边有一个脚骨，他到处都是骨头。
Okay, Lord, here goes, and he began to preach to the bones, and the bones all of a sudden he heard a clattering.
他就顺服了。可是当他这样子在讲的时候，就听到骨头开始。
The bones that were very dry were now beginning to move around a little bit.
这些骨头开始在有声音出来。那要是我的话，我赶快跑走了。
Ezekiel was—I don't know what he was. Maybe he was just frozen solid. He couldn't move.
以西结站在那里，我可以想象，可能只是站在那里发呆了。
He's watching his disjointed bones all coming together as one.
所以他看到这些骨头分散的，后来被全部连接起来成为一体。
And then he sees tendons and sinew and skin come upon this body.
所以他看到所有的筋、这些肉、这些骨全部成为一个形体。
Somebody said, "Is the greater miracle that God then raised up that body by His Spirit, or is the greater miracle that God put the body together?"
有人说，哪一个是更大的神迹呢？是把一个人从死里复活，还是把一大堆的这个东西联合变成一个身体？
They're both miracles.
应该两个都是神迹。
But for that body, all disjointed and all over the place, to come together and be one was a miracle.
但是要所有的这个分散的成为一体是一个神迹。
After the body came together, after the body was united, after the body was one, the Lord said, Ezekiel, now prophesy to the wind.
当所有的这些全部的东西合在一起后，成为一个身体，那神就叫他说，那对风来说话。
And say to the wind, breathe on this body, breathe life into this body that it might live.
然后呢，叫风来吩咐这个风来吹到这个身体里面。
And that wind of the Spirit of God began to blow, and it filled that body, and that dead corpse stood up on its feet like a mighty army.
所以这个风，神的灵就吹到这个体里面，那他就开始起来，成为一个活生生的。
But there again, we're not only taught what God wants to do, but we see how He does it. First, He put the body together, then He breathed His Spirit upon it.
我们看到神做事法则就是把所有的全部合在一起，然后呢就开始吹他的灵在他里面。
In Acts chapter 2, we read on the day of Pentecost.
在使徒行传第二章，我们讲到五旬节。
It says that the disciples were, or the congregation that met in the upper room were in one accord in one place.
在那边说到所有的门徒聚在一起合一，英文里面有说到合一成为一体。
Don't miss the fact that they were in one accord.
不要忘记他们是在那里联合团体。
There are 120 of them gathered in that upper room, and they were in one accord.
有120位在那里，神的门耶稣的门徒，他们就同心合一。
They had been waiting for the promise of the Father now for 10 days.
他们在那里等耶稣的应许，已经等了十天了。
Maybe it took them 10 days to get into one accord.
也许十天他们才一起同心。
Maybe it took them that amount of time to be together as one and to love one another as they ought and to create the atmosphere in which God can then pour out His Spirit.
也许要等十天才他们才开始一起互相彼此相爱然后同心好让神的灵可以浇灌
Because after they were in one accord in one place suddenly the Holy Spirit came from heaven the wind blew the cloven tongues of fire sat on their head and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost
因为等到了他们一起同心合一的圣灵就从天降临然后他们就有火降在他们的身上
There are other places in the Bible where the same thing is taught us, but I think that's enough to help us to understand that where there is unity, there is God's blessing.
所以有很多别的圣经别的地方也是讲到类似的，可是这是一个很好的一个这个故事，让我们知道神是做事是如何。
That's why the Holy Spirit was careful when He wrote to the churches through the apostle or James or Peter or John.That they love one another and that they get rid of the divisions and strife and emulation and whisperings and all that stuff. Get rid of that all because God can't work where that is present.
所以难怪那个圣灵就借着雅各借着约翰叫在写信给所有的教会跟他们说要彼此相爱然后呢可以同心。
I remember when I was growing up in Sunday school,
我记得我在主日学长大。
We used to have a lot of choruses and songs that the children would sing.
有唱一些短歌、短的诗歌。
Some of those children's songs are still good to sing, even when you get to be as big as I am.
这些小朋友的诗歌虽然是小朋友，可是呢，像我这样这么大一样可以唱。
They teach us good truths.
他教导一个很好的真理。
And there was one that we used to sing, and I don't know if anybody here knows it. When we all will pull together.
有一首就是说，当我们全部团结在一起。
Oh, this is the way you do it. I'll sing it for you.
我来唱一次。
You don't have to sing it with me, although it is rather simple. But all of us in the Sunday school department, we had to have a partner to do this with.
我们在唱这个时候都需要有一个好伴一起唱。
Yeah. So you do this.When we all will pull together, together, together. When we all will pull together, how happy we'll be. For your work is my work, and our work is God's work. If we all will pull together, how happy we'll be.Now that's true.
这是真的。
When we all will learn to pull together, how happy we'll be. Our work is God's work. But God's work needs to be done God's way.
当我们团结在一起的时候，我们就可以行神所要我们做的。那这是神他要自己做的。
I can remember singing that with my cousin Eddie.
我记得我跟Pastor Eddie 这样子唱这首。
We didn't sing it correctly.
我们没有照着这样唱。
First of all, he would try to pull my arm out of the socket.
第一个他要把我的手拉得很用力。
And then instead of saying, for my work is your work and our work is God's work, we would sing, for your work is your work and my work is your work.
我们要唱说你的工作是我的是你自己的工作我的工作还是你的工作
You know, we need to get it right.
我们要唱对。
And we may think it's a little thing. It doesn't matter. It matters. The Bible says it matters.
我们想说没关系但是圣经跟我们说到有关系。
It matters if you want to be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use. If you want to be a common, ordinary vessel, it doesn't matter.
如果你想要成为一个贵重的器皿，这个就有关系。那如果你想要只是当一个普通的器皿，那当然就没关系了。
See, to the Apostle Paul, it mattered.
对着保罗来说，这个是有关系的。
He said, I want to apprehend the thing that I've been apprehended for by Christ Jesus. And I haven't gotten there yet.But I'm working on it. I'm moving towards that goal. I forget what's behind and I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God.
保罗说我是放下所有的放下一切所有的为要跟随那招我的为着要向着标杆直跑。
So you say to me, what does this have to do with Gideon?
那你们想说这个跟基甸故事有什么关系？
I mean, you haven't mentioned Gideon. Where did you leave Gideon? Did you forget about him? No, I didn't forget about him. I'm about ready to read about Gideon. Are you ready to read about Gideon with me?
你们是不是忘记基甸了？我没有忘记，你要不要一起读？
So you got all these people together, one, unity.
所以呢，他们这些一群百姓是合一。
And right after the unity, the next thing that God speaks or says to Gideon is, Gideon says to God, if you're really going to save Israel by my hand, as you have promised, look, what I'm going to do is I'm going to place a piece of wool on the threshing floor. If there's dew only on the fleece and all the ground around it is dry, then I will know that you will save Israel by my hand, as you said.
第七节就好，我就把一团羊毛放在禾场上，若是这羊毛上有露水，别的地方都是干的，我就知道你必照着所说的话，借我手拯救以色列人。
I think that fleece or that piece of wool that Gideon was laying out was really representative, it almost says it, of himself. It was Gideon, it's me.
基甸他把为什么用这个羊毛呢，就其实好像就是在讲说，这就是我基甸，这个我就是这块羊毛。
And Lord, if you're really going to do what you promised that you would do with me, if I'm really going to deliver the Israelites from the hand of the Midianites, if I'm really going to be a vessel unto honor, if I'm really going to be a man of valor,
如果你选我，我是你所说的这位大能的勇士，然后呢，你要来利用我拯救以色列人，
I can't do this by myself.
我不能自己靠着自己做。
I can't do it because I'm Gideon and you called me to do it. I need help.
我不能靠着自己做，我需要帮助。
I need that water of the Holy Spirit to saturate me.
我需要那个圣灵的露水来把我浇湿。
Water is another type or picture in the Bible of the Holy Spirit. Not just oil, not just wind, not just fire, but water.
水也是代表圣灵，不只是油或是风，水也是。
I think it was Pastor Fred this afternoon that reminded us of Ezekiel 47, where the water flowed out from under the altar.
刚才王牧师下午的时候说到以西结书46章，讲到水是涨到踝骨。
The water began to collect, and it was up to the ankles, and then the knees, and then the waist.
然后这水一直上来上到脚膝盖上到我们的waist.
Then it rose higher and higher, and then it says there was water to swim in over the head.
然后一直高起，最后把我们都淹没了，让我们在游泳。
That's the water that God wants to pour upon you and me.
那就是神的灵要那样子像水一样浇在你我的身上。
Not just ankle deep, knee deep, not just a little bit.
不是只有在脚踝，不是只有在膝盖。
He wants to pour out that oil, that anointing oil, not just a tiny little bit, but copious supply down to the bottom of the skirt.
那个油浇下来不是只有一点点在头上，是一直流下来，流到我们的脚的这个袍子的最下面。
He wants to baptize us in the Holy Spirit.
他想要用他的灵来施洗我们，
施浸。Not to make us special, not to make us big, not because we're Pentecostal.
不是因为我们是五旬节教派的，也不是我们很好、很特别。
But because he needs vessels that he can fill so that he can use.
而是他需要来充满这个器皿，好让他可以来使用。
We'll never be anything. We never will be anything. We can't amount to anything. It's all God's grace. It's all God's doing.Boasting excluded.
这都是神自己做的，神恩典，我们自己做不来，做不能做，要做不来什么。
It's what he's able to work in us and through us.
是他借着我们可以来做。
And so Gideon presents this request to the Lord. Lord, this fleece, representative of myself, Lord, I want that fleece tomorrow morning to be soaked.
所以基甸向神求说，我要这块毛好像是他自己要成为整个。
I don't want it to be like a damp washcloth.
我不想要成为一个只是一块抹布。
I want this fleece, I want it to be drenched and saturated with dew.
我要这块羊毛呢充满的露水，整个湿湿的。
Which is another picture of the Holy Spirit in the Bible.
也是讲到另外一个圣灵的代表。
And the way that I'll know that you're answering, Lord, and that you're talking to me is that all around that fleece, it's going to be dry ground.
所以呢，这块在这个羊毛的周围呢，都是干的。
So it says that Gideon rose the next day.
所以这里讲到基甸第二天早上起来。
It was early. It says early the next day.
他这里说。很早，次日很早。
He probably wanted to see what was going on out there, whether this would happen or not.
他可能想说，他想要去去看发生了什么事。
And it says he took that fleece and he squeezed out the water, wrung out the dew, and there was a bowl full of water.
然后这边就说到，他把羊毛一挤啊，拧出了一整盆的露水。
Remember he brought that bowl of soup the other day?
记得他带了一盆汤。
And the angel of the Lord said, take that broth and dump it out.
然后那个神的使者说把这碗汤呢直接倒掉。
I wonder if it was the same bowl.
我在想是不是同样一个碗。
Emptied.
倒干了。
That it can be filled.
然后呢才可以被充满。
With that dew from heaven.
就是被从那个天上降下来的露水充满。
Filled with the Holy Ghost.
充满着神的灵。
I think Gideon was getting there now, closer to becoming the vessel that God wanted him to be.
我想基甸已经开始渐渐的越来越靠近，成为神要他所用的一个器皿。
Before this, I say this carefully, but before God the Father could use His Son Jesus, those 3 years that He ministered, He needed to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们的父神他要用来使用耶稣之前。在那三年，他要服侍人，他也一样的要被圣灵来充满。
Don't ask me a lot of questions about it because I can't explain it or understand it because Jesus was God and God is the Father and the Son and the Spirit and they are all one.
我不可以回答很多的问题，因为我们知道耶稣是三位一体里面神，耶稣、圣父、圣子、圣灵，他是一体。
Yet when God the Father sent His Son to be a human being to live as a man down here on this earth，
但是神把他自己的儿子放在我们世人的当中，要让他活在我们当中。
He sent His Son down as a perfect vessel to be used by God the Father。
他把自己的儿子成为一个完全的器皿，让他自己可以用。
And before that perfect vessel was used, that perfect vessel was filled.
而这个完全的器皿要被使用之前呢，他也需要被充满。
We read that when Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist to fulfill all righteousness, that when he came out of the water, the heavens opened, and a dove came down.And a lit on Jesus.
我们知道这故事那个施洗约翰为耶稣施洗，那这个圣灵就像一个鸽子降在耶稣的身上。
That dove is a picture of the Holy Spirit.
那个鸽子也是代表圣灵一个象征。
And in the fourth chapter, that's in Matthew chapter 3. In Matthew chapter 4, the chapter begins, and Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, was driven.By the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil.
所以刚刚那个是第三章第四章，耶稣就被带到旷野去被仇敌来试探。
I know that I've been taught, and you too probably, that Jesus overcame the temptation because of the Word of God that He used. It is written, it is written, it is written, and that's true.
我们都晓得耶稣他得胜这个魔鬼是靠着神的话，这个也是对的。
But could it be that being filled with the Holy Spirit would bring to Jesus' remembrance the things that were written so that he could remember them when he needed to?
可是呢，会不会是因为他有圣灵，所以圣灵让他可以想到这些神的话，可以来抵挡魔鬼。
Jesus did tell his disciples, you don't have to think about what you're going to say ahead of time because the Holy Spirit will tell you. The Holy Spirit will direct you into that truth.
耶稣对他自己的门徒说你们在那个君王面前不要想说什么，你们因为真理的圣灵会教导你们要说什么。
Jesus said the same thing when he sent his disciples to that upper room before Pentecost.
耶稣也一样的吩咐他的门徒去那个马可楼。
Jesus had been with those disciples for around 3 years.
耶稣跟他门徒有差不多三年时间。
They heard Jesus speak a lot and preach a lot.
他们听耶稣讲很多教训，很多讲很多道。
They should know enough by now what to say.
他们应该现在都知道要说什么了。
So they should just take what Jesus told them and tell everybody else, and have it work the same way it worked when Jesus said it.
他们可以直接就把耶稣说的拿来说，然后就用耶稣的方法就去开始行事。
Wouldn't that be a wonderful thing if we could take Sister Pearl Young's words?And say the same words that Sister Pearl Young spoke and have the same effect that they had when Sister Pearl Young spoke them.
我们如果这样子，像我们把荣教士所讲的再跟大家再讲，然后荣教士做的我们也来做，这样子效果不是也很好吗？
But it doesn't work that way.
可是，不是这样子的。
You can say the same thing that Sister Pearl said. I can say the same thing that Brother Hans Waldfogel said, but it might not have the same impact or effect.Because they spoke under the anointing of the Holy Spirit much of the time.
你可以说，荣教士所说过的，我也可以讲吴老牧师所说过的，可是呢，那个效果是完全的不一样，因为他们所说的是神，借着圣灵要他们所说的。
So Jesus said to his disciples, "Don't you dare go out there and start preaching or teaching or talking about the things that I've told you. I mean, I told you some good things, and don't forget them. But don't do that yet. First, go to the city of Jerusalem and stay in that upper room until you're endued with power from on high."
耶稣没有马上叫他门徒说，哦，去说这个，去说那个，然后就开始服事。可是呢，他是说先去那个。楼上，然后呢，只等到能力浇灌你们。
Before we can be effective for Jesus,
当我们要为神有这个效率效果的
，we need to be filled with the Spirit.
我们需要被神的灵来充满。
I think that's the picture that I get from Judges chapter 6 when I read about the fleece being soaked.
我想这就是这个士师记第六章讲到这团羊毛。
But you notice that wasn't enough for Gideon. He's not finished quite yet.
那我们看到这还不够，基甸又有 还有别的要求。
Then Gideon said to God, "Don't be angry with me, but I'm going to try this again. Let me just ask one more request."
基甸说，不要向我发怒，我还要一次，我还要再试一次。
Allow me one more test with the fleece. This time, I'm going to put the fleece on the ground.And I want the fleece to be dry tomorrow morning, but the ground all around the fleece to be wet.
这是相反的，他要这块羊毛是干的，可是周围都是露水。
And that night God did so, only the fleece was dry, all the ground was covered with dew.
神也如此行了，就第二天这个羊毛是干的，可是周围都有露水，都是湿的。
I wonder what it was that Gideon was wanting to do with that second.Test. What is it that he was after?
我一直在想，这个基甸做这个第二个，这个是代表什么意思？
I think it's this.
我想是这样。
Gideon wasn't satisfied that he be the vessel, that he be anointed, that he be filled with God's Spirit, but he realized this got to take more than just me. It has to be us.
我相信基甸要的就是，他不是只有他自己是被神的灵充满，只有他自己。得着他想要全部周围的也一起。
In that upper room, the Holy Spirit just didn't come upon Peter, James, and John.
在那个二楼，那个圣灵不是只有浇灌彼得、约翰。
There were a lot of other people whose names we don't even know, but they were all filled with the Holy Spirit.
有很多那120个人当中，有很多我们都不知道他名字，可是他们。都被圣灵充满。
It took every one of them to be filled with the Holy Spirit because when the persecution came and the church was scattered all over the world, this one took by the power of the Spirit the gospel to that region. This one took by the power of the Spirit took the gospel someplace else. And they were all scattered, but anointed by the Spirit of God were useful vessels in His hand.
当后来大迫害来的时候，他们这些全部都被分散，有一个人在那里，一个人在世界的另外一边。可是他们都是被神所浇灌的，都是神的器皿。
Jesus said in John chapter 7, verse 37, he said, out of your innermost being.
约翰在七章，约翰福音七章三十七节说到，从我们最深处。
Out of your innermost being shall trickle drops of living water.
要涌出圣灵的活水。
Is that right?
是不是?
No.
哦,不,他刚刚不是说,他是说滴出,圣灵的活水。
Trickle drops?
是不是只有滴出来?
Maybe we'd be satisfied with that, but God's not.
也许我们已经满足了。
Out of your innermost being shall flow rivers of living water.
而是要涌出活水就是河江河对
Fraser River
以飞沙河
coming from you
从你出来
a volume of water
一整团的水
but you've got to live in the stream you've got to live where the water can flow in you where you, the water can be filled to overflowing then the water can flow out
可是呢我们要就是可以借着这个水冲冲过我们，然后可以把这个江河直接流出去。
We can fake that we're in the deep water sometimes. We can put on a good act or show that we're living in the deep water when we're really not.
我们可以装一个样子，好像我们在这个江河里面，可是我们并没有。
I did that at Pilgrim Camp when I was a boy.
我自己在 Pilgrim Camp 营会里面就是这样子。
If you could swim all the way from the end of the dock to the raft,then you could pass the test and be able to go in the deep end of the water.
你如果从这里他们那边有一个地方你从这里游到那里你就可以去游更深的水。
But you had to be able to swim that far and back again. It was about from here to the back door and then back to the front.
所以差不多从这里到大门那里那么远然后来回这样游一圈。
I wasn't a very good swimmer.
我不是一个很好的游泳的。
But I was tall.
但是我很高。
And so I can jump in the water at the end of the dock, and it was about this deep.
那我跳下去的时候刚好在我腰上。
And by the time I get to the raft, it would be up to about here.
那到了那个地方的时候，那个水只在我脖子。
But I'm still okay, so I got in the water and I walked on the bottom.
所以我这样跳下去的时候，我没有在游，其实我在走路。
Everybody looking at me thought I was swimming.
大家都以为我在游泳。
Well, look at Ernie go, he's pretty good.
你们来看 Ernie, 他在游泳。
There, turn around and walk all the way back.
那我走到我游到那里，然后又走回来。
Good, you can go in the deep water anytime you want to.
所以他们就说好，你可以去游那个深的了。
I really wasn't in the deep water. I was just acting and playing around like I was.
我其实根本没有在游，我只是假装在游泳。
Do you want to be filled with the Holy Spirit of God?
你要不要被神的灵充满？
Is that my desire, or do we put out the fleece and say, Lord, saturate this thing?
是不是我们要的就是把这个羊毛拿出来
Showers, Lord.
就是圣灵的雨
Mercy drops round us are falling But for the showers we plead
这个怜悯好像只是毛毛雨可是圣灵呢是要大雨
I want the oil to just flow down All the way down my whole person, my whole body
我要这个油从头到脚这样子的倒下来
The songwriter says Child of the kingdom, be filled with the Spirit.
那个一首诗歌说到神的儿女来被神充满。
Nothing but fullness thy longing can meet.
没有别的想要的可以来满足。
That's the endowment for your life and for service.
而这是要让你可以来为着神来使用。神就是这个能力。
So certain, that promise is so certain and so sweet.
而这个应许是这么的真实又这么的甘甜。
Maybe you know the chorus. If you know the chorus, would you sing it with me?
也许你知道副歌可以跟我一起唱。
It goes like this. I will pour water on him who is thirsty. I will pour floods upon the dry ground.Open your heart for the gift I am bringing. While ye are seeking me, I will be found. Child of the kingdom, be filled with the Spirit.Nothing but fullness thy longing can meet. 'Tis the endowment for life and for service. Thine is the promise, so certain, so sweet. What page are you calling out?
187. That's correct.
Maybe, could we sing it? Would that be okay?
Yes, yes.
Could we start at the beginning then?
可以,
then he could sing along with me.
从头开始唱。
But think about these words. Ho, everyone that is thirsty in spirit. Ho, everyone that is weary and sad. Come to the fountain. There's fullness in Jesus.
他这里说到那个渴慕者来到神面前，这里有神的丰盛。
All that you're longing for, come, come and be glad.
渴慕,
oh, let's open our hearts to him tonight.
渴慕者可以来，可以来，我们今天晚上可以来。
Let's let him fill us afresh and anew with his spirit.
我们让他的灵再来充满，让我们活过来。
Grant it, Lord. Oh, God. Do it, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, everyone that is thirsty in spirit. Oh, everyone that is weary and sad. Come to the